Executive Director of the Alabama Soil and Water Conservation Committee, Dr. Bill Puckett, retired a few months ago as a state conservationist for USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama. I recently asked Dr. Puckett about his transition to the new position.
It's been great. Obviously, I miss my NRCS family, but I'm into a new family here with conservation districts. It's been great. I've had a great transition.
Soil and Water works close with NRCS through a lot of different programs, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, if you go all the way back to the Dust Bowl days, and after the Dust Bowl did its devastation, NRCS, which was Soil Conservation Service at the time, and Soil and Water Conservation Districts are the two things that came out of the Dust Bowl. And here we are 70, 80 years later, and we're still working strong. Districts representing that local farmer out there, and NRCS representing that federal partner that provides the assistance. And between the two, that's how we get conservation on the land.
I know in the past we always told producers if they had questions about any programs, contact a local NRCS office. But on the other side of the spectrum, they also have Soil and Water Conservation District offices too. Should they contact them for any reason?
Absolutely. If you call the number for NRCS, you're going to get Soil and Water Conservation District also, because we're usually the people in the office that answer the phone and provide that part of the partnership as the initial contact. So you can contact your local Soil and Water Conservation District or your NRCS office in any county in the state of Alabama.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.